Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's Bible College curriculum. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and open it with a moment of silence, followed by the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again so much for coming on today. And let's work our righteousness, work the Bible, work the Word of God. Bring it into our hearts and minds and souls to keep it at forefront. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and acknowledge and honor Jesus by taking the bread and being obedient in what he said. He said, do this in remembrance of me as often as you meet. We are meeting with the meeting of the minds here. And so let us acknowledge the Lord. He can see us even though we are around the world. In Australia, Canada, England, Netherlands, Mexico, Chile. We are all together as the one body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for doing duty, for doing your job. Your job was to come down here, Lord God, and you knew that all your life, that you were going to be the Lamb of God, precious Lamb of God. Thank you for accepting your calling, Jesus. Thank you for accepting it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you were fully human and fully God. Thank you, Lord God, in the heavens, for your fasting, that you fasted for 40 days to prepare for us. Incredible 40 days, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for doing that for us, Lord. Thank you for going to the cross willingly and putting yourself on that cross to be nailed in there with the help of the Romans. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord God, for this incredible, awesome deal, if I may, that you did. Lord, the Father's instructions, the Father's will on this procedure. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross and giving us eternal life. In your name we pray. And let's break the bread and say, thank you, Lord. We have tasted the goodness of the Lord. His eternal blessings are on us. Eternal blessings are on us. Eternal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And Jesus took the cup and said, drink this. This is my blood shed for you for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you cleanse us. We forgive us. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and wrongdoings. Lord, whatever we got ourselves into, whatever pickle, we ask you for forgiveness for that. So Lord God, to straighten us out, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your continuous, perpetual forgiveness. And Lord, we just take this blood, as it is called today, Lord. Jesus, be unto us the God that we crave, and the cleansing and the sanctification that we crave through this blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for making it come alive in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for restoring us. Restore us, Lord, as the rivers of the Negev. Restore us once again, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we're recovering from our life without you, Lord. Amen. Today's teaching is Get on the Right Road. Articles by Ken and Gloria Copeland. Get on the right road. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Amen. God's going to get you for that. God's going to get you for that. Most of have said that kind of thing jokingly for years. God's going to get you. We somehow believe that God slaps us down with pain and punishment every time we sin, but that's just not true. There are deadly wages for sin, but God is not the one who's doling them out. You see, the Bible tells us there's been a curse in effect for thousands of years, and the devil is the cause of it, not the Lord God. God gave warning of it in Deuteronomy 30:19 after describing in detail the blessings that fall upon those who follow God and the terrible suffering that would befall those who separate themselves from him. He said, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Think of it this way. Curseville is out there. God warned us about it and urged us not to travel the road that leads there. But he has promised to give us freedom, and he'll allow us to choose our own way if we get on the road to Curseville and don't get off of it. We're going to wind up there. Is that because God sent us there? No. He urged us not to go. The vital thing to realize is this. At any point of the journey, whether you're on the road to Curseville or living right in the middle of it, God will save you from it. He'll take you out of there and deliver you. He'll deliver you from disease, addictions, poverty, anything else that's been holding you captive. Today, if you find yourself on the wrong road and see destruction ahead, just repent and get on the right road. Just commit your way to Jesus and he'll deliver you from whatever may be holding you captive. You can begin by praying. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've chosen the wrong road. And right now, I ask you to forgive me. Today, I choose life by choosing your way. Please deliver me from this bondage and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, let me say it again. Say it with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've chosen the right road, and right now I ask you to forgive me. Today, I choose life by choosing your way. Please deliver me from this bondage and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Remember this, no matter what you've done, God doesn't want to get you for it. He wants to forgive you of it. He doesn't want to slap you down. He wants to save you and lift you up. Trust him and let him put you on the road of life today. And let's go ahead and read Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let's go read the whole thing. Let's see what it entails. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Amen. Here we go. It's an easy verse to read. A call to return to the Lord. Moses says, in the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have listed for you, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord your God has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart and all your soul all the commands I have given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you, even though you are banished to the ends of the earth. The Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. The Lord your God will return to you the land that belongs to your ancestors, and you will possess that land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate and persecute you. Then you will again obey the Lord and keep all his commands that I'm giving you today. The Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. The Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep the commands and decrees written in this book of instruction, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven so distant that you may ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. Now listen today. I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warned you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen and amen. Folks, that was from the New Living Testament. Deuteronomy 30, and it sounds like a really encouraging letter as he finishes off. This is the key to your life, and if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the key that Jesus gave me. He showed me the keys, trying to hand them to me. He was handing me the keys full of blood in a vision, and good things manifest by me praising him and thanking him and visualizing getting those keys in my hands. Hallelujah. Jesus has done all those things. The first thing that comes to mind, and how in the world am I going to love the Lord God and be in his commands today and do all those requirements and precepts and statutes and all that stuff? How am I going to qualify, you know, to do those things and so forth? How am I going to love the Lord God? Well, folks, Jesus did all those things. He did. He fulfilled all those requirements, and he's given it to us as a gift. That's why he says, rejoice, man. Be glad. You got it, man. Just keep thanking and praising the Lord God, and great things will manifest for you. Amen. That's what we do, folks. We go to Jesus, because he accomplished and gave us the key to life. He fulfilled this law because we have chosen rightly when we chose Jesus. Amen. We're in it. If his life is not working for us, it's because I'm not praising Jesus enough to get his outstanding benefits that he purchased for us. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Stay. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, the Recovery Bible, New Living Testament, has to say something about that. Let's go ahead and pray again and finish up our studies here. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our wrongs as we forgive those who wrong us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. There's a beautiful song in Deuteronomy. It goes, "Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me, and that they would follow all my instructions." Let's see. "Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, that there were such a heart in them. You shall walk in all the ways with the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you prolong your days in the land that you shall possess. Oh, that there were such a heart in them." Amen. That's the Father God, the Holy Spirit, encouraging us that there is a heart in us to choose common sense, to choose rightly, to choose good. And that's good is a longer name. It's an explanation of name for God. G-O-D, G-O-O-D. As a child, I said, God is in that name, good. Here we go. Step three, it's talking about step three. I have made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. The most precious thing I have that God has given me is the ability to have a will. So when I will my life to the care of God and my lives, my past lives, my new life, forward life, and the way I do it is by thanking God for my life just the way it is. He can turn and care for my will, my now he's in charge. That's what his title is, God. So, in reading Deuteronomy again, chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Let me read that. That's going to be our mini study right now. 15 to 20 says, "Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations, by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warned you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are choosing. The land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call you on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make." I call on heaven and earth. "Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live, abundantly live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give you, to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Again, now for recovering with God, we use the third step on the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. It says, we made a decision to turn our wills and our lives over to the care of God. Again, by thanking him that, and by the word mess ups, I thank him that was a mess up, and then he gives me marching orders. Simple as that, you know. When I try to grieve over my situations and I ask God for forgiveness, but if I do it over and over again, then I become my own creator of the same thing for the future. because I'm just imagining, created over and over with extreme emotion, and it creates the same thing over the. So I said, God has forgiven me. I turned it over to God. I repented already. I'm glad, you know, God is there for me to give me this peace. And now the recovery books goes on to say, on this reading says, everyone has a life or death decision to make. We all have been created with the supreme privilege of free will, the ability to choose. Even when we are in the bondage of our addictions or wrongs, we still have a choice confronting us. When we are in recovering with God, this is how I do it. I thank God I'm in the wrong. I thank God I'm doing wrong, in the middle of the wrong. Then I choose his power rightly. When I thank God, say for instance, I know I shouldn't be gambling. I thank you, God, I'm gambling while I'm buying the ticket. I thank you, God, I'm gambling. It sounds stupid, right? But I'm injecting God's love into me. And eventually, if I do it enough times, I'll have the power to say no to it. You coax a habit into a good relationship with God by thanking him. Amen. Again, God urges his people to choose life. We are reminded here of the claim of Jesus Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me, John 14:6. The way to life is choosing God and his gracious forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Our decision is important not only for us, but for our children. Let's choose life and pass the gift of abundant life on to our children as well. Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for that he's there and he's there for us. And he can easily work with us when we give him all the parts. You know, we don't hold back anything. We give him all the parts. Thank you, God. We put everything on your altar that you may work with it. We just surrender our lives completely. Amen. And then we accept what it says. I will restore you and fix you up and take care of you. Relax. I got you. Amen. Let's go ahead and finish off with the seven-step prayer, please. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Stay, family. Stay. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's Bible College curriculum. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and open it with a moment of silence, followed by the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again so much for coming on today. And let's work our righteousness, work the Bible, work the Word of God. Bring it into our hearts and minds and souls to keep it at forefront. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and acknowledge and honor Jesus by taking the bread and being obedient in what he said, do this in remembrance of me as often as you meet. We are meeting with the meeting of the minds here. And so let us acknowledge the Lord. He can see us even though we are around the world. In Australia, Canada, England, Netherlands, Mexico, Chile. We are all together as the one body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for doing duty, for doing your job. Your job was to come down here, Lord God, and you knew that all your life, that you were going to be the Lamb of God, precious Lamb of God. Thank you for accepting your calling, Jesus. Thank you for accepting it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you were fully human and fully God. Thank you, Lord God in the heavens, for your fasting that you fasted for 40 days to prepare for us. Incredible 40 days, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for doing that for us, Lord. Thank you for going to the cross willingly and putting yourself on that cross to be nailed in there with the help of the Romans. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord God, for this incredible, awesome deal, if I may, that you did. Lord, the Father's instructions, the Father's will on this procedure. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross and giving us eternal life. In your name we pray. And let's break the bread and say, thank you, Lord. We have tasted the goodness of the Lord. His eternal blessings are on us. Eternal blessings are on us. Eternal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And Jesus took the cup and said, drink this. This is my blood shed for you for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you cleanse us. We forgive us. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and wrongdoings. Lord, whatever we got ourselves into, whatever pickle, we ask you for forgiveness for that. So Lord God, to straighten us out, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your continuous, perpetual forgiveness. And Lord, we just take this blood, as it is called today, Lord. Jesus, be unto us the God that we crave, and the cleansing and the sanctification that we crave through this blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for making it come alive in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for restoring us. Restore us, Lord, as the rivers of the Negev. Restore us once again, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are recovering from our life without you, Lord. Amen. Today's teaching is Get on the Right Road. Article is by Ken and Gloria Copeland. Get on the right road. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Amen. God's going to get you for that. God's going to get you for that. Most of have said that kind of thing jokingly for years. God's going to get you. We somehow believe that God slaps us down with pain and punishment every time we sin, but that's just not true. There are deadly wages for sin, but God is not the one who's doling them out. You see, the Bible tells us there's been a curse in effect for thousands of years. And the devil is the cause of it, not the Lord God. God gave warning of it in Deuteronomy 30:19 after describing in detail the blessings that fall upon those who follow God and the terrible suffering that would befall those who separate themselves from him. He said, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Think of it this way. Curseville is out there. God warned us about it and urged us not to travel the road that leads there. But he has promised to give us freedom, and he'll allow us to choose our own way if we get on the road to Curseville and don't get off of it. We're going to wind up there. Is that because God sent us there? No. He urged us not to go. The vital thing to realize is this. At any point of the journey, whether you're on the road to Curseville or living right in the middle of it, God will save you from it. He'll take you out of there and deliver you. He'll deliver you from disease, addictions, poverty, anything else that's been holding you captive. Today, if you find yourself on the wrong road, and see destruction ahead, just repent and get on the right road. Just commit your weight to Jesus and he'll deliver you from whatever may be holding you captive. You can begin by praying. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've chosen the wrong road. And right now, I ask you to forgive me. Today, I choose life by choosing your way. Please deliver me from this bondage and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, let me say it again. Say it with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've chosen the right road, and right now I ask you to forgive me. Today I choose life by choosing your way. Please deliver me from this bondage and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Remember this, no matter what you've done, God doesn't want to get you for it. He wants to forgive you of it. He doesn't want to slap you down. He wants to save you and lift you up. Trust him and let him put you on the road of life today. And let's go ahead and read Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let's go read the whole thing. Let's see what it entails. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Amen. Here we go. It's an easy verse to read. A call to return to the Lord. Moses says, in the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have listed for you, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord your God has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart and all your soul all the commands I have given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you, even though you are banished to the ends of the earth. The Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. The Lord your God will return to you the land that belongs to your ancestors, and you will possess that land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and so you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate and persecute you. Then you will again obey the Lord and keep all his commands that I'm giving you today. The Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. The Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep the commands and decrees written in this book of instruction, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven so distant that you may ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. Now listen today. I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, Then I warned you, now that you will certainly be destroyed, you will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen and amen. Folks, that was from the New Living Testament, Deuteronomy 30, and it sounds like a really encouraging letter as he finishes off. This is the key to your life, and if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the key that Jesus gave me. He showed me the keys, trying to hand them to me. He was handing me the keys full of blood in a vision. And good things manifest by me praising him and thanking him and visualizing getting those keys in my hands. Hallelujah. Jesus has done all those things. The first thing that comes to mind, and how in the world am I going to love the Lord God and be in his commands today and do all those requirements and precepts and statutes and all that stuff? How am I going to qualify, you know, to do those things and so forth? How am I going to love the Lord God? Well, folks, Jesus did all those things. He did. He fulfilled all those requirements, and he's given it to us as a gift. That's why he says, rejoice, man. Be glad. You got it, man. Just keep thanking and praising the Lord God, and great things will manifest for you. Amen. That's what we do, folks. We go to Jesus because he accomplished and gave us the key to life. He fulfilled this law because we have chosen rightly when we chose Jesus. Amen. We're in it. If his life is not working for us, it's because I'm not praising Jesus enough to get his outstanding benefits that he purchased for us. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Stay. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, the Recovery Bible, New Living Testament, has to say something about that. Let's go ahead and pray again and finish up our studies here. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our wrongs as we forgive those who wrong us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. There's a beautiful song in Deuteronomy. It goes, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me, and that they would follow all my instructions. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, that there were such a heart in them. You shall walk in all the ways with the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you prolong your days in the land that you shall possess. Oh, that there were such a heart in them. Amen. That's the Father God, the Holy Spirit, encouraging us that there is a heart in us to choose common sense, to choose rightly, to choose good. And that's good is a longer name. It's an explanation of name for God. G-O-D, G-O-O-D. As a child, I said, huh, God is in that name, good. Here we go. Step three, it's talking about step three. I have made a decision to turn my will and my life over to care of God. The most precious thing I have that God has given me is the ability to have a will. So when I will my life to the care of God and my lives, my past lives, my new life, forward life, and the way I do it is by thanking God for my life just the way it is. He can turn and care for my will. Now he's in charge. That's what his title is, God. So, in reading Deuteronomy again, chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Let me read that. That's going to be our mini study right now. 15 to 20 says, now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warned you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are choosing. Excuse me, the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call you on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. I call on heaven and earth. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live, abundantly live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give you, to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, now, for recovering with God, we use the third step on the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. It says, we made a decision to turn our wills and our lives over to the care of God. Again, by thanking him that, and by there were mess ups, I thank him that was a mess up, and then he gives me marching orders. Simple as that, you know. When I try to grieve over my situations and I ask God for forgiveness, but if I do it over and over again, then I become my own creator of the same thing for the future, because I'm just imagining, created over and over with extreme emotion, and it creates the same thing over the. So I said, God has forgiven me. I turned it over to God. I repented already. I'm glad, you know, God is there for me to give me this peace. And now the recovery books goes on to say, on this reading, says, everyone has a life or death decision to make. We all have been created with the supreme privilege of free will, the ability to choose. Even when we are in the bondage of our addictions or wrongs, we still have a choice confronting us. When we are in recovering with God, this is how I do it. I thank God I'm in the wrong. I thank God I'm doing wrong. In the middle of the wrong, then I choose his power rightly. When I thank God, say for instance, I know I shouldn't be gambling. I thank you, God, I'm gambling while I'm buying the ticket. I thank you, God, I'm gambling. It sounds stupid, right? But I'm injecting God's love into me. And eventually, if I do it enough times, I'll have the power to say no to it. You coax a habit into a good relationship with God by thanking him. Amen. Again, God urges his people to choose life. We are reminded here of the claim of Jesus Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. John 14:6. The way to life is choosing God and his gracious forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Our decision is important not only for us, but for our children. Let's choose life and pass the gift of abundant life on to our children as well. Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for that He's there and He's there for us. And He can easily work with us when we give Him all the parts. You know, we don't hold back anything. We give Him all the parts. Thank you, God. We put everything on Your altar that You may work with it. We just surrender our lives completely. Amen. And then we accept what it says. I will restore you and fix you up and take care of you. Relax. I got you. Amen. Let's go ahead and finish off with the seven-step prayer, please. My Creator. My Creator, I am now willing that You should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that You now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to You and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do Your bidding. Amen. Stay, family. Stay.